This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to play this clip before we go to the next segment and come in with the actual breakdown on the NSA spying on Donald Trump, now confirmed by Barack Obama, exclusively at InfoWars.com. Tim Allen on Trump, surveillance and Hollywood leftist. I don't like a lot of TV shows. I loved his show back when it was on. His other shows are hits. He's a hit, top comic, and he's just a common sense guy. He's not left or right. And he went on to break all this down on Jimmy Kimmel's show. So let's analyze part of this piece right now.
You went to the presidential inauguration, right?
I was invited by, we did a VIP thing for the vets and went to the Veterans Ball. And so I went to go see the Democrats and Republicans. Yeah, I went to the inauguration.
I'm not attacking you.
You get this down. I'm not kidding. You got to be real careful right here. You know, you get beat up. If you don't believe
so articulate.
Everybody believes, this is like 30s Germany. I don't know what happened. If you're not part of the group, you know what we believe is right. I go, well, I might have a problem with that. I'm a comedian. I like going on both sides.
Yeah.
This government does stuff big. I've never been to anything like that.
Was it a big deal?
Just so many people. And when they show up, you know, the ex-president gets in a helicopter and there's jets and Marines taking him this way and another. And there's parades, but it looks like a Cadillac parade. Everything was just rows of Cadillacs. And my kids were going, is this the parade? It's like black Cadillac after black Cadillac and then a tractor. I don't know what was there's no, like, marching bands. There's nothing. I like parades. I used to like parades, which is a funny off story. I took my little ones. I'm not ignorant, but sometimes I play it. We went to see the Santa Monica parade down in on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Okay.
The gay parade.
Oh, okay.
I thought when there'd be floats and stuff, you don't want to take a 5-year-old to that parade. You don't want to.
He's not bashing.
Look at the music.
It's like, why is it a bunch of naked men? What the hell?
There's no bullwinkle.
No
other parade does that. Again.
Gay pride parades have a different tone. Uh-huh. Than Disney,
yeah. Broad daylight, a bunch of naked men. What other parade does that? I don't care if it's gay, but why do you do this?
It's a lot of
about dominating everybody.
It's hard to.
So you're talking about, you know, you do stand up, you go around.
You can tell he's pissed.
He is very
I've never
divided.
Seen him.
Yeah. So
angry. He's, you, he's really
what
on target.
I'm worried about. I have buddies that are in the security business. I'm a tech freak, so I have a guy that's got no.
This is so good. He says, what's Google doing? Who are these people?
Come out, because he tells me this weird story. He says, you put an iPhone down for a week, you shut it off, in a week it's dead, right? And I go, oh God, it's not really ever off. He goes, no, it's never off. They always know where you are. And I go, oh God, I get paranoid just from being around this cat.
Oh.
But one day I was thinking, if a government drove by down the street with like a gray sedan with a camera on it, you'd be rioting, going to Washington. But if it's white with emojis and Google on it, yay, you're waving at it. They're taking pictures of your house. Howard, you're waving at it. Take a picture of my house from the sky. There's that camera that looks around your block. Who are these people? I wanted to put FU on the top of my house. Have that satellite go, oh, no.
Have you ever searched for your own house?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I'm out there going like this.
I did it too, and I was like, hey, there's my car.
I know. It's a little spooky. That guy, our privacy, you give up. You go, and I like Amazon Prime as much as anybody. You shop for a lot. I wish people would shop for the news as much as we shop for a new pair of glasses. I mean, you got to look for stuff. But Amazon, at the bottom of, they suggest things you might like. You mean like the stuff I just bought yesterday? Why did they know way too much about us?
I feel sometimes they send things to my home that I never order.
Just to see if you'd like it.
And I always like it. It's a weird thing. It's like some automatic thing that's going on.
This was a relational database, and I believe it was the University of Wisconsin about 19 years ago. They started this whole thing where they give you 10 of your favorite movies. And you go, yeah, I like these five. At what degree do you like them? They compare to another five, then you give it 20 more, and then 30, then you get down to 10. At the end of that about 30 minutes of this. They'll give you five films that you'd love, and I loved every one of them.
Really?
They sold that to Harrods. That is now the relational database they use on all of us.
On Netflix and what?
Everywhere. Once they know your preferences.
You know what's funny? Sometimes I get on my Netflix queue, and it says what I might like.
I've never seen somebody dish so much knowledge in 5 minutes. This guy is so on target.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us in this second hour of the Sunday broadcast. We're joined by investigative journalist, three times number one New York Times bestselling author, Dr. Jerome Corsi, credited with winning one election for the Republicans and helping win three others. And, of course, he formerly worked with the State Department and other areas, and, of course, has several degrees, one from Harvard with dealing with international banking and finance. He's an expert on so many fronts. He's published an article today that I wanted to wait till tomorrow to put out because I wanted to add some of the other breaking news to it. But Merkel Phelan, as we speak, is adding some of the other backup documentation. I mean, this is proven. This is extremely credible, but everybody forgets. They admit that the DEA, the FBI, has access to the NSA database and is spying on Americans domestically. They've had congressional hearings. It's been in hundreds of mainstream news articles. But I wanted to remind the public that this parallel construction is going on, where they use the NSA spy systems to look at Americans. Then they go and formulate investigations after they have the data from the NSA and go to the courts, claiming other evidence, many times fake, to be able to then get the indictments. So if you want to pull that up, just type in parallel construction, and you'll get Reuters, Associated Press, you name it, dealing with it. But here's some of the headlines. Dragnet, NSA spying survives 2015 review. And that is a giant illegal domestic spy grid, Electronic Frontier Foundation, going on for at least a decade plus, so several years of George W. Bush. There it is in Reuters. U.S. directs agents to cover up program used to investigate Americans illegally. That's Reuters. NSA files decoded. London Guardian. Edward Snowden surveillance revelations explained. Confirmed by public documents and congressional inquiries. The Senate spied on, just on budgetary. What are they planning to do with the CIA? The CIA spied on them, not as Chinese spies or anything else, but what are they going to do with our budget? So illegally doing that. That's the New York Times. Here's another one dealing with all of this. U.S. directs agents to cover up program. So it's all right there. Now, we know that Dragnet exists, did exist. The Electronic Frontier Foundation says at least up to 2016 it's still ongoing. That's a very respected nonpartisan group. But now, we have our law enforcement sources. I'll be very careful about this because I don't just do this as a matter of protecting myself. I have law enforcement sources and others, and then I have investigative journalists who have long histories of doing this for decades, like Corsi, who now works for InfoWars, setting up her Washington Bureau, who know how to do it legally and lawfully. Because let me tell you, I've talked to lawyers, I've talked to others when I got secret FBI manuals and other things, and I had family that had been in intelligence agencies say, you're lucky you're alive, man. You know, the stuff about veterans are the number one enemy. There's a national gun confiscation plan. All that stuff nobody believed for a week when we broke it. The Mayak report. Remember the veterans of the terrorists? And then Napolitano, Janet Napolitano, the bad Napolitano, not Judge Napolitano, came out and said, oh, yes, we are saying the veterans are the number one enemy. That's a real manual. Well, this is bigger than that, okay? It's up on Infowars.com. NSA database documents NSA electronic surveillance of Donald Trump in Trump Tower and Alex Jones in Texas. And it goes through it. It has screenshots of the real documents, but the phone numbers are X'd out. And that's done in the database until you get authorization to get into it. You have to have secret clearance to get into it. But when state police and federal law enforcement want it, they've got to get authorization from special boards that are very shadowy to get into it. Then it unlocks it all. But I know these phone numbers. I've called Trump. He's called me on these numbers. It's all right here. Of course, Trump's the president. He knows way more than this when he says he knows he's been surveilled. Well, it turns out he's been surveilled by Obama and even before. So this is huge. It's on Infowars.com right now. We're updating the article and adding new documentation as it goes. So if you've already been looking at it, hit refresh. Let's go to Dr. Corsi. We've got 5 minutes till break. We'll come back. And we have the detective with the cold case posse, with the outgoing sheriff in Maricopa County, Sheriff Arpaio, who's been bravely involved in all this as well. So give us a boil down of how big this is, Dr. Corsi.
Well, this is a tremendous find. I mean, this Mike Zullo and Sheriff Arpaio have had project database records they got from a whistleblower. They've been proving them out. They've had them since 2013. Now, it was really over the past week when I started talking with Mike Zullo, and we realized that Donald Trump was in this database. He searched it for it, and we're posting it on InfoWars right now. Donald Trump has been wiretapped, electronic surveillance, all over the place. Certainly Trump Tower, but also Mar-a-Lago, various companies that he's owned, golf courses, since 2004, continuing into 2009 when Obama came into office, and we have no reason to believe it quit. Now, you know, you can't read them, but they come out as these huge pages of logs and logs and logs that show the names and the businesses, the addresses, the phone numbers that were harvested.
And to protect the innocent, we're only releasing very limited amounts.
Right. We're really going to try to be very careful in what we're going to release on this because we're not printing the actual documents, but there's probably a million records, a million peoples under electronic surveillance in this one database that was handed over to law enforcement and Sheriff Arpaio's office. And what it shows is that everybody associated with Trump, in other words, once the NSA picked up Trump, anyone Trump called was then picked up as well. So you've got a whole list of his employees here, and we're listing the employees. I think we'll want to make sure we don't include the phone numbers that was in some of the original records, but I've redacted everything. Phone numbers aren't there, so you could, but you know, call them. But project managers, the Trump organization, people running his golf courses.
And by the way, you called me last week with the sources and said, yeah, is this your cell? Yeah, that's my old cell. Yeah, this is your private office. People always come to the warehouse, and then yeah, there it is. I've moved out of that other office too. This is wild. So again, let's talk about the sourcing of this. This is big. I mean, this is huge. This is proving that and this is just the database we had a hold of that Obama, when he was in office, was involved in the surveillance of President Trump before he was president.
Yes, and also through the time he was president, Obama was continuing the wiretapping and his Operation Dragnet, and I think he continued it through his entire administration. The point of all this is that, you know, this is, again, documentation that Trump was under electronic surveillance in a much more massive way than I think Trump even realizes. I mean, all of his Trump palace was, they were actually, these records show that Ivana Trump was under surveillance. They have Fred Trump, which seems to me to be the father, under surveillance. They have employees of Trump. So it's a massive dragnet of pulling in. And it was not only the phone messages, but then they did electronic surveillance of all the financial records. They went and got bank records, they got credit card transaction records, tax records, and it was all compiled into massive databases on Trump going back to 2004, and I think continuing until today.
By the way, it's incontrovertible. That's what I'm having added to the article, that the New York Times said in four different articles in January that they were surveilling Trump, that they had the wiretaps, the NSA intercepts. And so we have all these other admissions of the Senate being spied on, you name it. So the claim that Trump's discredited and that none of this happened and that agencies say it didn't happen, well, I mean, we famously have Clapper in front of the congressional committee saying that the NSA spies on no one in the U.S. when it's completely admitted they are.
Well, I mean, as I say, we're not going to release the list, but these go on. There's a million names on these lists. And what these lists show is the, you know, the name of the person, the file number, the business, the address.
And the file's key. This is a database of who you want to go in and then hear the files. So this is a database to index, like a library. Go in and then you want to hear them, track their whole history. There it is.
And the phone numbers. Now, all the phone numbers, and law enforcement, Mike Zullo and Sheriff Arpaio have been checking this out for a long time. The phone numbers all check. You saw your own record in this database, Alex, and proved out that that was all authentic information.
Oh, it's got a phone number nobody even knew, and it's got an address I used to secretly broadcast out of. We'll be back. I'm going to come right back to you.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my name.
All right. Due to some of those things going on with security issues, this is a big deal. We started publishing this today. There's more reports coming out in the next week. I've been talking to Dr. Corsi about what he thinks is best. We have done boil downs of what's in these documents and posted them. I think we should black out with just a marker the contact info for people. And go ahead so everybody can see. And I think you just use a computer program, obviously, or my crew can do it, Dr. Corsi. You know, now that you're part of InfoWars, you want us to just black out in a whole column the phone numbers. I think we should do like WikiLeaks does. They release it all. I think we should release with the contact info redacted everybody's name so folks know they were being spied on because, again, this comes from law enforcement sources. Now, we know the DEA, state police, these threat fusion centers have access to this dragnet. We know that this is going on. It's been in the news. And we know that Cheryl Atkinson of CBS on Fast and Furious got surveilled by Obama. She confirmed that. So the claim this isn't going on is like saying the sun didn't come up this morning. But they'll either ignore this giant bombshell story or say it's made up. So we've got the detective coming on to talk about this in the next segment. You'll ride shotgun with us. But, I mean, I always err on the side of safety and you know, privacy, but at the same time, maybe if the media challenges this and says it isn't real, then you can't trust MSM, though. You send them the database, they'll put it out. You know, we've run into this before. I don't know what to do, because obviously they're going to say this isn't real. Just like, you know, we said Obamacare had death panels or got rid of your doctor or doubled prices, and Gruber said, thank God they're dumb, you know. We just denied it. I mean, we know this is real. We know this is happening. I mean, this is a big deal, though. This is one of the biggest stories in the last year that they've made this big deal saying Trump's wrong, nobody surveilled him, and they're in the news months ago saying they were surveilling him, but there's nothing in the surveillance, so now they've backed off of it. The intelligence house head, Nunes, says there's nothing there. He was surveilled, but there's nothing there. It's just crazy that they would try to deny in this age of Snowden that surveillance is going on, and then he's the president. He knows he was. If we're getting these documentation, imagine what he's getting. I guess that's why he's so confident, because he said in the next week or so, a few days ago, this would come out. I wonder how it's coming out here, Dr. Corsi.
Alex, I'll tell you exactly how it's coming out. On Tuesday last week, when I had the information, I shared it with the White House. President Trump has known about this database and that we were going to break this story since Tuesday.
By the way, let me stop you. I didn't know if you were ready to release that now. Of course, I knew that. And I don't want to say who you're in contact with, but because they'll try to purge him. But, I mean, we're in contact with a lot of folks at the top. Take your time here, Dr. Corsi, even in the next segment. Let's walk through here the fact that they'll say, oh, they got it from InfoWars. No, we got it from law enforcement, just like WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks has this too now. So just explain what's happening.
Well, we got it from law enforcement. That's the Project Dragnet database, the listing of names, phone numbers, telephone numbers, electronic surveillance since 2004 through 2010. I made sure the White House had the raw data on Donald Trump last Tuesday. We also shared it with some key members of Congress, one or two select members of Congress, and we're wanting to go and present this to the Department of Justice. Now, we're going to have one more story. I'll be writing it up tomorrow, and we can prove the extent to which Sheriff Arpaio was wiretapped, electronic surveillance, interference with his court case, and we're going to start to share that information as well with the White House.
And again, I love Arpaio. Whether you love him or hate him, it's illegal. Obama openly sued him. The UN came after him. They went after him. George Soros spent, 30-something million against him, publicly we know of. So if they can do this to him, anybody can do it. This is a lynching of a great sheriff and a patriot and a friend of Donald Trump. So the great news is good law enforcement is not going to sit here while they lie about Arpaio or President Trump.
And Mike Zulu and Sheriff Arpaio are willing to come into Washington next week to brief members of the White House, members of Congress, Department of Justice. All they have to do at this point is ask the NSA to release the Project Dragnet database, the millions of names of people who have been under electronic surveillance.
And the president can review that if he wants privately. He should order them, give me the database. And he's already gotten it from you.
Well, they've gotten the ones pertaining to the records of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's narrative, I think, changed last week when they realized that there were records showing he'd been wiretapped, electronic surveillance, in Trump Tower. But we've got in here.
By the way, I've got to stop you. I'm going to give you the floor when we come back. But Dr. Corsi, you're a very humble man. I mean, you're the number one New York Times bestseller three times because of your intel connections. Folks, they call us fake news because we're so real. This is one of the biggest stories ever. Is this not one of the biggest stories of your career as a patriot? I mean, this is so big, I can't believe it. And of course, I knew this earlier in the week. I've had to just sit back and let you work, being very excited, obviously, about it. But seeing the president then respond, he checked with databases, they know. This is earth-shaking that they bet everything against us, saying they didn't surveil him, when they bragged they surveilled him 2 months ago, and now we have the documents.
Well, and Alex, that's why I wanted to show you your record, because you could verify the cell phone or the phone number, or the address, which no one knows you had. It's an older address.
And my old cell phone that nobody but family had, yeah.
And he's going to recognize his cell phone numbers. He's going to recognize his father's phone numbers, his wife's phone numbers. His employees are going to recognize his employees' phone numbers.
Trump has called me from these numbers.
Yes, he called you. I mean, I showed some of these numbers in Washington that people recognize them immediately as Trump's cell phone is in here.
Trump's secretary?
Secretary's in here. And every organization he owned. In fact, NSA was even wiretapping the summer house that Trump would stay in. They were wiretapping his golf courses and the people who ran the golf courses.
They even at Mar-a-Lago know when he sold it, he kept a couple of apartments. They know how to target even those very rooms.
Mar-a-Lago is on these lists. Donald Trump was being under electronic surveillance in all through New York.
And that's why he's so pissed. And that's why they've bet everything on saying he's a liar.
And his Chicago operations, anywhere that they had Trump International, those were also being wiretapped. All of his offices over by the United Nations, they were being wiretapped. Operations that they had down on Wall Street were being wiretapped. And then Chicago, at Florida. Anywhere Trump showed up, what really kind of shocked me was Ivana Trump, House of Ivana, with the address and the phone numbers, show up on the list as under electronic surveillance starting in 2004. Now, I mean, again, this is Project Dragnet.
And that's because he came out against the war. This is bipartisan attacks, but accelerates under Obama. So the big news is here, we've got him in documents surveilled in the Obama era, showing the whole media is discredited.
And also, I mean, he also had already run for president. I mean, he's trying to run for president going back into the 90s. Roger Stone documents that in his book, The Making of the President, 2014. Donald Trump's been a public figure since the 1990s.
That's right. I want to be clear for everybody's safety. The addresses they published, I am no longer at. But they did publish one of my secret locations.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I just noticed during the break that DrudgeReport.com linked to our article that's on InfoWars.com. NSA documents prove surveillance of Donald Trump and his family. Bombshell discovery shows targets of NSA Project Dragnet. Yes, I'm in the article, but I think we're going to change the headline to Donald Trump and his family. I don't, quite frankly, think I'm that important. Thank you for putting me in there, you know, Dr. Corsi, but this is what law enforcement gave you. This is an admitted database. The Electronic Frontier Foundation and others have broken down, but it's the center column. North Korea is threatening to nuke Japan and Korea right now. All hell's breaking loose. I just can't believe this. Mike Zulub headed up the cold case posse for Sheriff Arpaio for many years. Did such great work. And, of course, he was formerly retired Bergen County, New Jersey detective and chief investigator for the cold case posse and so much more. He was, of course, exposed to the whole fake birth certificate and the rest of it. But this isn't about being a talk show host. It's not about being up here and being famous. This is really big stuff, folks. This is real. And the New York Times admitted in four articles by one author in January that they were surveilling and using the archaic term wiretapping Trump. He used it and they said it's not called wiretapping, it's called intercepts or surveillance. It doesn't matter. The point is, every phone call with the president-elect is recorded anyways. That was used against him. That's illegal. That's a leak. Instead of him getting them in trouble for what they've done, the Nixon-type crap, they turn it around and say he's crazy all over the news. None of this is happening. So good patriotic law enforcement. In the last few weeks, I know, with Sheriff Arpaio outgoing and, of course, his former chief detective, Mike Zulu, broke all this down. So he joins us via Skype, Dr. Corsi does. But it just reminded me when I saw Drudge link to that. It was like 6 years ago it came out that the TSA had a secret database on Drudge and myself for criticizing him. Yeah, that's the article about detained. No, if you just search engine, it was a former congressman out of Atlanta. Yeah, that Bob Barr files lawsuit against TSA over Drudge controversy. Because it's in the database, but the files are secret. So they're using surveillance against constitutional critics. It's not like we're some meth-dealing motorcycle gang or something, or have criminal records. They're using it against Sheriff Arpaio, and that's the other big news. People say, okay, great sheriff, great patriot, but he's out of office, whatever. Targeted by George Soros. These files have him all over, his family, everything. His court case, which they knew at the time. Everything they were saying was known before they got in court. Well, Obama made it a specialty to go after him, using NSA surveillance against a citizen, a federal federal officer, a good standing sheriff, to destroy him in a court case is so illegal. Do I have to explain that to people, how illegal that is? So the Guardian, NSA files decoded, what the investigation means to you. We learn about Operation Dragnet. Now we learn, and I know Mike Zulo thought he's coming on tomorrow. We had to launch this now because of security issues. So for the last 25 minutes, I want Dr. Corsi to take over, because I'll interrupt if he doesn't, and then because I get so excited here, and then, of course, Mike, to go over this, and you guys break down what's most pertinent. But to say we're under threat, to say this is dangerous to even have this, or who gave it to us is risking their life, isn't grandstanding, folks. You want people to fight for America? Arpaio did it. They spent $30-plus million to destroy him. Okay, they've gone after Mike, they've gone after Corsi, they've gone after me. And I'm not bitching. I'm just saying, this is a war, folks. You wonder why people don't fight, because they get intimidated. So, Dr. Corsi, you take over and break this down with Mike.
Great. Is Mike here now? Do we have
Mike? Yes,
he is.
Mike is here. Mike is here.
Mike, why don't you go over the background of how you got this database to me and what we discovered about Donald Trump and how you realized Trump was in this database.
That's right. Mike Zulo, take it over, my friend.
Well, back in 2013, information came to us as we were conducting the birth certificate investigation that an individual by the name of Dennis Montgomery was looking to come forward as a whistleblower, that he was in possession of the identities of 151,000 residents of Maricopa County. And it was also alluded to that he had information of millions of Americans' personal information, bank account information, and even it was alleged IRS information that he claimed was taken illegally by the federal government while he was employed as a contractor working for the NSA. In his employment, he was a computer software developer that developed, and it is documented, computer software programs that could breach computers undetected, and that was utilized for legitimate government purposes in the beginning. Mr. Montgomery had a falling out at one time with the federal government and was hired back to continue his work and subsequently departed from there again. And when he came into the sheriff's office with this information, there were, in fact, 151,000 residents that he had their personal information. On top of that, what was shown to us was other individuals, Supreme Court justices. John Roberts was one. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I believe, was in the database that we were shown.
Wow.
We had senators. We had movie actors, Clint Eastwood. And Alex, you were in there. I was in there. Sheriff Arpaio was in there. And this is back in 2007. This is before we did any other investigative work on anything related to that birth certificate or anything else. This information was in there. Well, this is an identity problem. There's identity theft. People's information now are in the hands of people that shouldn't have them.
And it's a target list of anybody that might be a faithful, good American.
Yes. I mean, Sheriff Arpaio was in there. Our chief deputy was in there. So Sheriff Arpaio decided to open up an investigation from the perspective that we have to safeguard our residents. It turned out not only did he have 151,000 people in Maricopa County, but he had 500,000 people in the state of Arizona. It turned out that he had millions across the nation, Texas, California, New Jersey, Rhode Island.
This sounds bigger than Snowden, what's breaking right now.
Well, and that's what's incredible. And let me tell you something about, you know, Mr. Montgomery. Mr. Montgomery, his credibility is challenged. And you have to understand now the agencies that he was working for. These people will destroy you in a heartbeat. But in the very beginning, Mr. Montgomery alerted myself and Detective Brian Makowitz when we went to Seattle to interview him that the NSA was breaching attorney-client privilege communications. And that was 3 or 4 months, Alex, before Snowden ever released that information. So he was telling us about that. He was also telling us about things that are breaking now in the news. So to sit back and look at this and think that the claims that the President of the United States is making are invalid, I can't believe that. Now, Montgomery's information was turned over by the sheriff's office pursuant to a subpoena in a federal case that was going on here, Arpaio's civil trial for immigration. The investigation was then brought center stage and exposed in a public hearing. And this information, some of this I actually testified to. This information was turned over to the ACLU, Covington Burling. It was turned over to the DOJ. At no time did any agency ever come back and discredit this information. As this case was going on...
I just interrupt briefly. I'm going to come back and have you on the floor. Please come back for a full hour. We have tomorrow, sir. I know you're busy. I remember hearing about this at the time, just little pings. Hey, you're in a database. I'm like, yeah, no. So the point is this has been going on for a while. And then to see President out there under attack, they admit they were surveilling him in the New York Times a month and a half ago. Now they say he's insane. Let me ask you as we go to break. How dumb do they think we are, Mike?
Alex, I don't know. Because if they want to come out here and you have individuals from these agencies, these spy agencies, if you will, come out and lie to Congress and then have to retract it, eventually you have to come to the conclusion that this stuff is going on. And it truly is going on. And the information that we were privy to, like I said, has been turned over. We got Mr. Montgomery to a federal judge with the assistance of Larry Klayman.
This is breaking all. Larry Klayman, all of it. This is breaking right now, folks, here at InfoWars. Stay with us.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get Mike Zullo on tomorrow for a full hour along with Dr. Corsi, Judge Arpaio, you name it. This is so big. It's probably one of the biggest things we ever broke. It's the top story now on DrudgeReport.com. When this show ends in 13 minutes, I'm going to add a link to the recording of the live feed as it loops so we can add it to the article. I want to go back to the, again, it's the top left link. We can blow that up for folks. NSA documents surveillance on Trump family more. Project Dragnet. And really the headline, that's powerful. Drudge always knows how to crystallize what's happening. That's really the headline for the whole broadcast today. But it's also new NSA whistleblower. And so I wondered what was going on. Of course, he called me on Monday and said, okay, we got a database. I'm going to run it by people first because we got to check it. And I said, fine, I don't want to know about secret stuff. And then days later, we get a phone call from, let's just say, a former high-level person in the government, like as high as you get under the president, basically threats just started pouring in about everything. We're going to get you. Stop it, stop it, stop it. And I finally figured out when it's like former president's lawyers, I'll just say it, you name it, all hell-breaking loose. They're like, and then I have my lawyers call. They're like scared on the phone when we talk to them. They're like, just stop. We don't have any problems. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Then I go, oh, my God, it's Corsi. And I'm like, what's going on? He goes, well, we're checking these databases, this NSA stuff, and we're going to find out what it is, and you're in. And I'm like, okay, let's just see what happens. Because the thing is, you live in this all the time. You get to where the worst the threat, you almost take it like it's no big deal. That's how you psychologically deal with it, still cook hamburgers for your kids or whatever. And so now we're in this Twilight Zone phase where they're going to try to deny this, whatever. It's just crazy. It's like they denied that they were spying on Trump when they admitted they were spying on Trump. So Mike Zula, again, of the cold case posse and what happened to our pile yourself. We got like 7-8 minutes left. Please come on tomorrow. Please, all of you, cover this. But clearly, all hell's breaking loose when they had you all surveilled this week. Because I'm busy, and you're busy. But I kind of like stuff cook on the burner because I don't know what's going to happen with it. But let me tell you, this has really scared some people. Where do you think this is going?
You know, Alex, like I said, this information was turned over. We were successful with Larry Klayman in getting Mr. Montgomery to a federal judge, and ultimately Larry Klayman got him to the FBI.
And by the way, what a rock star Larry Klayman. He has just devastated them on hundreds of fronts. We're not giving credit here. It's just this is another patriot.
Well, Larry's a patriot, and he moved heaven and earth to get Mr. Montgomery there. That's over 2 years ago, and no one has heard anything about this. Now,
it all got sealed inside court. So tell us, you've got the database. We put out excerpts. This totally proves what Trump's saying.
No, I want to be clear. We don't have the database. What you have to
You have the screenshots of the entries of the database.
We have information that Montgomery gave us. That's been turned over.
Yes.
Okay? This is Montgomery's rendition of God knows what.
But it's clearly thousands of pages of screenshots of databases. So, well, you're the expert as a detective. Tell us what it is.
It's Montgomery's rendition of whatever information he was privy to.
And that way, legally, we don't have secret documents. This is what your witness, Montgomery, said.
No, we don't have secret documents. Montgomery turned over, I believe, 7 hard drives to the FBI. Now, that's...
And now, clearly, Trump's the president. He knows about this. Of course, he tells him about it. Trump comes out and says, I'm going public the next week.
That's what I understand. Yes.
All right, you're the expert. Just... Please, because I'll interrupt. I mean, tell us what else we need to know.
Well, the fact is...
Dr. Corsi's jumping in. Sorry, go ahead, Doc.
Jump in. I mean, I made sure the White House had this early last week. I think we did it Monday, Tuesday. And I let top people in the White House know what was coming. The story was breaking. Now, the records that we have are, you know, proof out. In fact, Alex, I just emailed in to you so you can have printed out in the studio. You can see what the records look like.
I've got some of them. Yeah, print me the rest of them. Here they are. I don't want to show too much of this. Don't show it. Yeah, it's got... Go ahead.
These are, you know, database records, and the key, and I think I want to make sure we end well this point, is that I was in...
And this is confidential document, government eyes only.
I was in Washington last week, and what we did is we sent out... I met with a top member of the House of Representatives. We met with a couple of, you know, to get the word on to Congress that we want to meet with the Department of Justice. I'm going to have another article.
By the way, I'm going to cover this, but I'm going to show the top of it. Look at this. Project Dragnet Master Database Records. Let's get going, Doc.
Well, I want to show, you know, tomorrow we have the information, as you said, of the wiretapping of our PIO's court case, in which the lawyers, you know, were basically going forward with information that was being wiretapped. But the lawyers were being wiretapped. Things were going forward.
Wow.
You know, that the Department of Justice was intervening with the judges. That the Sheriff Arpaio was wiretapped during the trial.
And that's what Mike Zula was starting to get at. Just that alone, they knew about from their source. Then it came out in the news in the Snowden dump. Let's go back to him and then back to you.
And finally, we want to come in, we'd like to come into Washington next week and present this information.
I think National Press Club, regardless, because the people will scare Trump and say, oh, look out, stay away, it might not be totally accurate. I think you should be at the press club. I should come up there, too.
Well, I think we should organize, and to the Department of Justice. I want to get into the Department of Justice, this information. Now that I think the White House is aware that this Project Dragnet, you know, we have reason to believe had been wiretapping Trump and his family back to 2004.
And again, where would an NSA whistleblower go? They would go to Sheriff Arpaio, who was then the only law enforcement officer that had any courage in this country, other than maybe the sheriff of up in Milwaukee. You want to comment on that, detective?
Well, I think that's precisely why Sheriff Arpaio was approached. And, you know, like I said in the beginning, look, nobody...
And notice, as soon as you got this info, all hell broke loose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's evidence that we had turned over that Sheriff Arpaio's phones were wiretapped. That evidence has been turned over to federal authorities, and nobody says anything about it.
Wow. Wow. Well, I think they've bitten off more than they can chew. And I'm not trying to act confident. We've got the president. The numbers show the people are awake. That's why they're so scared, though, Mike, is they know we're awake.
Well, I think that it's a hard thing to start to cover up when you get caught lying and lying and lying. I think it's difficult to cover it up. I heard you earlier talking about parallel construction. I mean, that's what a lot of this is. You know, it's been explained to me that the way you could be targeted is they would take mass amounts of information all around you, but just to focus in on you so it doesn't look like you were targeted.
Exactly.
I mean, this is something that has to be really exposed and corrected now. And I want to be really clear. I don't believe everyone in these agencies is a bad actor. I don't believe every one of these agencies is out to...
Sure, there'll be morning briefings that we're enemies out to bring down their agencies. No, we're not. They're trying to bring down the president that's got $3 trillion in the stock market, trying to make America great again. He's been surveilled illegally. Let's go after the criminals at the top.
Well, you know, you have to look at it too from another perspective. I mean, you have to look at it and realize something. You know, Donald Trump did not have to do this. Donald Trump isn't getting compensated to do this. Donald Trump is in the best years of his life, and he's dedicating it to his country. And everything is being thrown out the man. So my position is on this, is this information was turned over in federal court. It has been turned over to the FBI. Montgomery deserves some type of hearing.
So Montgomery is the new Snowden, and you're here now for the first time. His name is now known. They've tried to keep it secret. Now it's known.
He just needs to get his day in front of
us. Briefly, tell us about this man. Tell us his full breakdown in like 1 minute again.
Well, Dennis Montgomery has credibility issues because of things that were done to him. And, you know, whether or not any of that stuff is legitimate or not,
they're
going to
use it.
They're going to use it. But the fact of the matter is, even bad guys have truthful information. That's just the truth.
Well, how the hell would he get all the real phone numbers to me and Donald Trump and everybody else?
Montgomery tried, like, I believe it's 12 times, if not more, to become a whistleblower and was turned away every step of the way.
Well, it's like the database hacking people and the people at Diebold that were hired for fraud. They would go hire people that even had convictions and stuff to run their programs because then they could just deny that, you know, oh, you're a crook. We don't listen to you.
Yeah, exactly. And that seems to be what is going
on. Mike Zullo, you never plug anything when you come on. You're such a great guy. Is there a Facebook, a Twitter? How do people stay in contact with you?
I don't really want people to stay in contact.
I understand. You're a patriot. Will you come on tomorrow? I know you're busy.
Yeah, I will.
This is going to be huge tomorrow. Dr. Corsi, I know you got an email on InfoWars. How do folks contact you with whistleblowing contacts? You name. We're seeing the next Snowden here.
Well, it's Dr. C at InfoWars.com.
Dr. C, I want to thank the crew. I want to thank you. I'm very honored to be associated with all this. Thanks to Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, linking to this. We'll have more out tonight on this and more tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, if the deep state doesn't SWAT team us, and I'm serious. Stay with us. Retransmission.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.